Blog Talk Radio.
Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom. Where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom.
Tonight, Lord, we lift our eyes to Jesus.
I can remember as a child back in Liberty, Texas at 131 Navigation Street at my grandmother's house. Mamie Sip Baldwin. Mama is what we called her. And I can remember on Sunday mornings if you were in Mama's house, you had to get up for Sunday morning prayer. Come to think of it, if you in my mama's house today on Sunday morning, you got to get up for Sunday morning prayer. And my grandmother knew how to pray. But she had a lot of grandsons. And oftentimes she couldn't think of our names, and sometimes she would just call us all Bubba. And I got some of my first cousins in here and my brothers in here witness to that. But it was something about when Mama got down on her knees to pray for us. She could remember all of our names. And there was nothing like that Sunday morning devotion there. And today we want to remember how Mama used to pray for us. Come on, choir, help me say it.
Prayer that she prayed
that
kept keeping me Amen, amen. Good morning, good morning. Thank God for the ministry. Thank God for his prayers. Thank him for making another day out of reality, making this day. Because this day that he made, and we just believe in scripture, we're going to be glad in it. I want to thank God for starting us off this day so far. Some of us probably been up a little while, and we've been giving thanks all morning. Some of us probably been in the pit, and we still gave thanks through all of that. But we want to just come right now to give thanks. To give thanks to our Aunt Martha. Today is her birthday. And we want to say happy birthday to Aunt Martha. That's Brother Nutter and I ain't it, you know. I've been drafted in some kind of way. Ain't that all right? I thank God for her love, the things she sent to us, even having her daughter come praying for the ministry that we try to do God's plan. You know, we want to do something a little different today. We want to lift her up. That's why you heard that song, I Can Still Hear Mother's Praying. And I know she's a praying mother, you know, because she has her daughter to pray for us, you know. That tells me she's got a praying heart, you know, and we want to just lift her up and her family and thank God for what all has been done. And I'm going to tell you that right now, after the prayer, I have a meeting to go to. I can't be on. And we're going to have to do a little something different just for the day. But we're going to pray. If anybody else want to tell a happy birthday, you can hit the one button. It's always open for you to wish to her and thank her for the days that God has given on this side. And we just ask when we do this, yeah. I just don't have that much time, so I'm about to be in this meeting today. You know, so
gotcha. Yes, sir.
We can give her almonds, you know, and thanks, you know, for all the things she does for this ministry, helping us, you know.
Yes, sir. Praise the Lord.
Can you talk? If you can't talk, we can understand, Rep. Can
you
talk?
I just had a little noise. I was trying to get to where I didn't have so much background noise. But yeah, we thank God. Yes, sir. For blessing us with our honorable Aunt Martha. Truly, she has been a blessing. And I want to always thank God for the blessings he has given us in abundance with her humbleness and the beauty of her, you know, you can always, nobody have to tell you they bless and they highly favor, but it's by the love that she shows.
Yeah.
That she's blessed and she's highly favored because she loves God's children.
Yes.
She has a love that blows from her, and I just want to acknowledge that because when I birthed you could feel on the booth, you could feel that love. I felt as though I was talking to Amy's or either my mother or to my grandmother. I just felt that genuine love. I just want to thank God for that. Truly, she has been a blessing. So I want to let her know, happy birthday. God bless you. May God keep you. This truly is our prayer. And the addition that she gives, the addition that she gives, always on point with every lesson. You know, the scriptures that she gives, the thought for the days, the encouraging, so encouraging. So I just want to thank God for that, sir.
All right. Hey, Reverend, I got to throw a word in here for
yes,
our sisters. You know, I'm gonna read it right. Try to read it pretty quick. It's Proverbs 31, and the Bible says 31:10. Says, "Who can find a virtuous woman for her precious?" A price is for above rubies, right? The heart of her husband do safely trust in her. so that he shall have no need of spoil. She will do him good and not even all the days of her life. She seeks yes. not wool or flock, work willingly with her hand. She is like a merchant ship. She bring forth her food from afar off. She arise also while it is yet night and give meat to her household and the portion of the maid. She consider the field and buy it. With the fruit of her hand, she plant a vineyard. She girded her loins with strength and strengthened her arm. She proceeded that with her merchandise is good and her candle and go out to the by night. She lay her hands to the spindle and her hand hold to the staff. She stretch out her hands to the poor, yea, and reach for the hands to the needy. She is not afraid of the snow for her household, for all her household are clothed with scarlet. She make herself covering of tapers, and her clothes are silk and purple. Her husband is known in the gate when he set among the elders of the land. She makes fine linen and sell it and deliver girdles among her merchants. She strengthened on her clothes, and she shall rejoice in time to come. She opened her mouth with wisdom, and her tongue is like a law of kindness. She looked well to the ways of her household, and eat not the bread of idols. Her children raise up and call her blessed. Her husband also is praising her. Many daughters have done virtues, but thou art excellent them all. Favor is deceitful, and beauty is vain. But a woman that fears the Lord, oh, help me, Holy Spirit, should be praised. Give her her fruit of her hands, and let her own works praise her in the gate. Amen. Just reading your hearing, Proverbs 31, 10 through 31. May God bless the hearer and the doer of his word. And I thank God for her. I thank God. That's been her. I just know her by way of you got a lot of them. I hear her, and I've been around her on the phone, and I do know she is a woman of God. I do know she's a mother after God's own heart. That's when I read that as I got closer and closer to it, where the kids get to testify, where the husband get to testify. Now, even her nephews and her nieces, even her sisters and brothers get to testify how God has showed favor of her fruit of her labor in her heart. So we want to give you your flowers today, Aunt Marcia, and say we love you. And mine is not a cliche, but you can't do nothing about it. And I want to tell you this, have a blessed day today. I hope they shower you with love, because one day we can say, we can say one thing, that God gave you another year on this side. So thank you and thank you. If anybody else have anything? Anybody else have anything? All right. And Martha, we love you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to the throne of grace. Lord, we come in the most humblest manner we know how, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for the longevity of life that you gave Aunt Martha, Lord. Lord, we just ask you to keep her, Lord. Even when she's in her lower state, Lord, we ask you to give her strength. Even when she is her high as she could be in the mountains, Lord, give her peace and love. Lord, cover her today, Lord. In this day, Lord, let her be showered with love and blessings. Lord, cover her whole household, the coming in and going out, Lord. Bless even one that even want to call or send a call, and Lord, just say we love you, Lord. Cover her, Lord. Lord, we pray for every mother, anybody that's going through, any father going through right now, any siblings are going through, Lord. We just ask you to cover them today, Lord. Cover them with your love, Lord, with your sweet Holy Spirit, Lord. Lord, we know if it had not been for you on our side, where would we be, Lord? So, Lord, we thank you, Father God, for all the things you allow to come our way, Lord. It's amazing, of the things you allow us to go through, and it's amazing for the things you allow us to see, Lord. So we want to thank you, Father God, for this day, Lord, that you made for us, Lord. We feel like we're blessed, Lord, because we're on the master side, Lord. So give us strength of the day, Lord. Bless us if we travel these highways and byways, Lord, whether it's in the automobile, whether it's a spiritual walk, Lord. Help us, Lord, whether it might be finance, whether it might be a physical thing, a spiritual thing, Lord. We ask for you to increase as we decrease in this day, Lord. Cover us, Lord. Be with us all the time, Lord. Knowing that, Father God, we're trying to lift up the blood-standing brand, Lord. Lord, sometimes we don't understand, Lord, but we understand this, Lord, and the by and by, we will understand. So, Lord, thank you for your Holy Ghost. Thank you for Reverend He coming out in this busy schedule, Lord. Thank you for the ones that came out to listen today. Lord, we just come right now in the most humble manner we know, one and one for all, Lord, just to say thank you, Lord. And we ask you all this in the mighty name of Jesus. We pray. Amen and amen.
Oh, Bye.